Welcome back to Speak and Die. Sorry, peace and blessings. Welcome back to the second segment of Speaking Volumes. This is our open mic segment. We already was on with Najma 53, and now we want to get our open micers on the line. And this is something new that we're trying. We usually do just a full-length one-hour show, but we're breaking it up into two parts. And this also allows our open micers enough time to get on. So we have about 30 minutes of open mic available to our open micers. So what I'm going to do first is with this segment, because we do have more time, we can kind of mix in some other things. So what I want to do is I want to get into I want to get into this poem that I have here. Hold on, if I can bring it up. Yeah, so I have a poem. I have a poem by a poet called Navia. And this is actually, it seems that this is someone, this is an older poem, but it's a very nice poem. It's called A Touch to Fill a Cotton. And so I'm going to get into that real quick, and then we're going to see if we can get some open mics on the line with us, all right? So, yeah, this is Nivea. Here goes.
Anybody ever see the commercial? The look, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. The touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. The look, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. Whose lives? We died. His story a fabrication, their little white lie. The devil arrived, snuck in on the tide, violated our mother, raped God's bride. Africa, she cried. The look, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. Whose lives? We died. His story a fabrication, their little white lie. Society need not apologize for that which was prophesied. If the only for a little while will the wicked profit off our demise. The Spanish, the Dutch, and the Portuguese baptized God's seed in the name of Christianity. But in doing so, it was their own conscience they sought to ease, cause baptisms afforded safe passage through purgatory. Diabolical merchants exported the fruit of my mother tree for free. Pagans peddled their chattel across the seas, took full advantage of the ultimate franchise opportunity. S-L-A-V-E-R-Y. Say it with me now. Slavery, yes, slavery. Drudgery and toil, selling stolen spoils. Curse of the universe. Karma repays tenfold. Punishment worth its weight in gold. A debt settled with their souls. The look, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. Whose lives? We died. His story, history, a fabrication, their little white lie.
Welcome back to Speaking Volumes. And that was Nivea with The Fabric of Our Lives. All right, so we're still trying to get our open mic popping. I know that this is something new. You know, I see some callers here, but I don't see anybody pressing one. And in order for us to have our open mic, we have to have crowd participation. So I need somebody to press one to get on the open mic. You know what, I'll be the first one to share on the open mic tonight. Let me just pull up my poem. I actually wrote a poem about a week ago. Well, I wrote the poem maybe about 2 months ago. It wasn't finished, and I've just been coming back and forth to it. I've had some writer's block. So it's taken a minute for me to finish the poem, but I did finally finish it about 2 days ago. So I want to share it with you guys. You know, I don't usually recite my poems because my show is not really about me. It's more so about my listeners. So I try not to put the focus on me. But once in a while, I may have a poem that I like to share with you guys and I might want some feedback on. So I'm going to share my poem, and then I'm going to be looking for someone to be pressing one on that open mic so I can get you on. All right? So here goes. This poem is currently untitled, and bear with me because I just wrote it, so I'm still learning the flow of the poem. Oh, wow. Baby girl, while you out there every day fighting, think about the aggression deep within your hiding. Stop trying to be hardcore and start confiding. You need an ear to listen. I'm here, love, and I'm trying to make you see your own self-destruction. Loving yourself has to be the interruption, because I'm not sure how much longer your mind can withstand this corruption. Eventually, your soul will be susceptible to combustion, and forever you will be out here tussling with this ghetto attitude, crazy, raising up children, rowdy and rude, another generation of senseless without a clue, thinking 28 days is enough to represent you. Don't even know who you're trying to fool. I talk about black history. You think 365 Mickey D's food. Tell me what's gotten into you. Who told you acting like a mule was cool? When will you enrich in your pursuit? Stop being a reflection to the pool. Step back into yourself, be true. Stop applying the foundation because it lives within you. Spirit shines through soul. Spirit shines through soul. Let the world know your beauty, your brains, your style. What a sight to behold. Be authentic. Take off the painted on lipstick. Don't have to enhance eyes with tense hair. It's suitable. No extra added length. Be authentic. What are you afraid of? Being made somebody's slave of image. You've already played that scrimmage, and now it's time for a change. Stop using your body as a tool and use your brain. When you value yourself more, so will others. Take responsibility for your actions and stop placing the blame on mothers, fathers, daughters, and sons. No human soul can control your fate. Stop allowing the society to constantly bait you. What you see on BET is not a true representation of you. Make an attempt to open a book. You would know of the royalty of the blood that runs through you. Google their names and tell me what legacy you want your children passed on to. Thank you. All right, so I was the first open micer. So now I'm looking for others to get on an open mic. So press one if you want to be on an open mic. This is the open mic section of the show. I see callers. I want you guys to press one. Don't be afraid. If you have something to share, you don't have to say your name. You can anonymously share your poetry. If you want to do that, it's cool. But please press one, because in order for this portion of the show to go, you have to have, you know, participation from you guys. So this is the open mic portion. Press one if you're ready to spit your poetry. Like I said, I have callers, but I don't see any of you guys pressing one to be on the open mic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another poem, and I'm hoping that by the time we come back, there will be somebody pressing one to get on the open mic. All right? So this poem right here is called Wicked Line. This is from Safiya Abdullah, excellent, excellent poet. If you can get her CD, get it. So this is called Lifeline. Here we go.
This poem is dedicated to the people of Gaza and to the people who lost their lives on the flotillas. Nelson Mandela said, "Our freedom is incomplete without the freedom of the Palestinians." Freedom. Words have two parts, reflection and action. Freedom. Freedom. You either learn to live free or you will die dumb. And so now I need to write, working with my right hand, trying to make sure nothing is left unsaid, trying to bring you back to life from the walking dead. And so I write lines to throw lifelines. I said I write lines to throw lifelines to my children, born mentally prematurely, not allowed by the system to develop intellectually, to develop their mental capability, because they are only taught to be sheep, led by wolves. So with these words, I will slaughter their desire to follow blindly, teach them to read Braille with their fingertips, because their eyes have been blinded by their tears and closed by their fears. Like bullets, these words will enter their head, killing their fears and allowing them to hear their story, opening their third eye so they can see all in the world that they can be. And so now I need to write, working with my right hand, making sure nothing gets left unsaid, trying to bring you back to life from the walking dead. And so I write lines that are lifelines to my brothers and sisters drowning in the Red Sea. A sea red not from algae, but rather colored by their blood, ignored by the world's hypocrisy, because what the media hides is a government based on apartheid. You see, boarding ships in international waters is called piracy, unless, of course, it's done by an Israeli. So now I need to write, working with my right hand, trying to make sure that nothing gets left unsaid, trying to bring you back to life from the walking dead. And so I write lines to throw lifelines, because too much pain do I feel, too many needs are way too real. How can you look at me and not see my humanity? Does the color of my skin, my clothes, my country deny me the right to thrive or even to survive? Life is a right, not a collateral, and you'll take no loan out on this life. I am neither collateral for your greed, nor will I be damaged by your deeds. Do you think that you can deny me and my people water, food, and electricity? And just because the world looks away and has nothing to say, do you think that you will never have to pay for the crimes you have inflicted on me day by day, by day, by year, by year, by year, and so none are left to hear? And so now I need to write, working with my right hand, making sure nothing gets left unsaid, trying to bring you back to life from the walking dead. And so I write lines to throw lifelines, because veiled women fill you with fear, but veiled truth is seductive and dear. So I write for my mother, who boils straw for their children's supper. And I write for my babies, whose last breath was phosphorus gas. And I write for the six-year-old boys sent out to buy bread, returned to their mothers wrapped in their shrouds with a bullet in their head. And I write for those in concentration camps, I mean refugee camps, those whose great-great-great-grandfathers' homes were bulldozed, 300-year-old olive groves, bulldozed, 23-year-old Rachel Corey, bulldozed, because they were too close to plan settlements for American Israelis from Miami and NYC. And so now I need to write, working with my right hand, trying to make sure nothing gets left unsaid, trying to bring you back to life from the walking dead. And so I write lines to throw lifelines, because I am living like I'm bulletproof. Living like I'm bulletproof is the only life I've got, because you've got all your guns aiming their bullets at me, dropping your missiles and bombs on all sides with varying trajectory. Yet I will dodge your bullets with my reality and refuse to bow down to that crown that you think will make you king, not understanding one thing. This is not a video game, and I am not a toy soldier. You've got a knife to my jugular and expect me to juggle between life and death and truth and lies, and therein lies the source of this mess. You try to call it a game of chess as you try to penetrate my chest, break my queens, imprison my kings, but this is just checkers with you trying to jump over me. But you see, white men can't jump. So instead you try to step on top of me to make it to the other side of the world so you can yell, crown me. But I am that black knight that will continue to write, continue to fight until the missing piece from the puzzle of peace is finally in place and Lady Justice has taken the blindfold off of her face and no longer is justice denied to just us. You see, I'm that piece on the side of the board that you couldn't see, because truth can only be seen with the third eye and yours is blinded by jealousy. I'll be that piece that jumps over you. Game over. Now we're all free.
Again, that was Sophia Abdullah with Lifelines, and You are listening to Speaking Volumes with your host, She Soul, and this is the open mic portion of our show. And it looks like we have someone on the line. Let me bring them on the air right now. Caller 718, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, inshallah, I would like to spit. I mean, well, people aren't participating. They're listening tonight. So, I mean, it happens. So, inshallah, since you got me all going, I was like, I might as well share another one. And shout out to Safiya Abdullah that you just played. She's going to be one of the women of Spoken Word on July 25th.
Yes.
So, inshallah, definitely you guys get those tickets because it's going to be really fire, and I'm definitely going to do some new pieces and stuff, so that's going to be fun. All right, I just wanted to spit this poem and kind of like a little bit reminder that I wrote myself, so I figured you guys would appreciate it. And it's called The City of Nafs, which is our nafs are like our lower desires or our lower self. All right, check it. One dark night, I veered off on a crooked path, and I ended up in a city known as the City of Nafs. I met a sister named Lust who said, my lower desires led me to the lowest mate. Yeah, he was a hottie, loved the body, but his mind was what I hate. When physical and verbal abuse became a common trait, was this close to leaving him, but then, I was late. So now I'm forever bonded to this man, a consequence of fate. That sister Lust, that's not a sister I trust. Now sister Greedy, she was weak from every materialistic thing. She was all about designer clothes, cars, and gold rings. Used to rock the diamonds in her scarf so she could make them bling bling. Had a husband always working so she could have her ching ching. Overworked and tired, he was getting sick. Honey, you'll feel better once you bring me home that paycheck. He finally died of a heart attack from what the doctor could examine. Now Greedy's lonely because money won't be her solace or companion. That sister Green? Nah, that's not a sister I need. Now sister Lazy, she lacked desire and determination, always making plans and breaking plans. Her life had no direction. She put off her goals until tomorrow. She was the queen of procrastination, daydreaming her days away instead of working toward a better destination. So watch out for sister Lazy, because her mind's a little hazy. Then I ran into these twins. They were really quite a pair, named Jealousy and Envy. They were more than I could bear. They were pretty, but I noticed their skin was a shade of green, and they were having this conversation that was rather obscene. What's sister Lust's problem? A man like hers is hard to find. So he's got a couple flaws. With a man like hers, we'd be plenty satisfied. And sister Greedy, please. Sad her husband's in a lonely grave, but we get new husbands with all that money that we save. And sister Lazy, please. We're the ones who work all day. At least she gets to stay home and have things her way. Those ungrateful bunch of sisters, I ain't never seen anyone meaner. Because we know in their neighborhood, the grass is always greener. Those sisters, Jealousy and Envy, man, they can't hang out with me. Now, the ruler of this bunch was Sister Pride and Vain. She was shallow, heart was hollow, but had a persona to maintain. Thought of herself so highly, her opinions were rather biased. She wanted to be known as the most prettiest, the most generous, not to mention the most pious. She used subtle techniques from Lust to stir men's curiosity, secretly hoard money with Greedy, and give it openly to show her generosity. Too lazy to actually worship, spent more energy making it look like she did, but always had to be shown to look like she's doing good to mask the imperfections that she hid. Another sister who became competition, her jealousy and envy would attack, spreading gossip, rumors, lies, and slander, biting behind the back. To please mankind more than Allah was her ultimate goal. So I'd watch out for Sister Pride in Vain, because she barely has a soul. So Lust, greed, lazy, jealousy, envy, pride in vain, all lived in a city of Nafs, deeply locked inside my brain. Now meeting such a wretched bunch really helped me to see that without gratefulness and sincerity, that those sisters, they could be me. Thank you.
Shukran for sharing again. That was Najma Sipi Greedy, y'all, calling in and sharing on the open mic with us. All right,
Shukran, for having me.
Oh, awesome. Shukran for calling back in. I appreciate it. My listeners, I don't know what's going on tonight. Usually everybody wants to be on an open mic, but tonight everybody, nobody's putting their hands up. Like, calls are just there. So, inshallah, Naj, thanks for calling, and I'm going to try to get somebody else on the mic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum salam. All right, guys. We got 8 minutes left in the show. So, press 1 if you want to get on an open mic. I don't want to just start putting people on the air because this is the open mic portion. So if you're calling into this portion of the show, I mean, if you want to listen, you can listen online. But I'm thinking if you're calling on the phone, you want it to be on the mic. So I really don't want to just keep start pressing on air. So I would like for you guys to press 1 to get on the mic so that you can spit some poetry for us and share and enlighten us. I'm going to go ahead and play one more track, the last track from Safiya Abdullah. And this track is called, I believe it's called Liberty Tree, I think it's called Liberty Tree. But I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys. And I'm hoping, again, when I come back, that there will be some ones in the air so I can get you on an open mic. All right, so here goes.
Returned home after years of being away, went walking one day lost in forgotten memories. Eyes searching the skyline for my favorite tree, the one who when I was a child would nurture me, listen to all of my stories, hear my pleas, and I swear whenever I hugged it, I could feel it tenderly embrace me. I called it my tree of liberty, for it encouraged me to stand tall, speak my mind, and live free. Tears fell from my eyes when I saw the empty place in the sky where its leaves used to lie. Found its trunk on the ground, severed from its roots, breath frozen in my lungs as I fell to the earth, fingers touching out hesitantly as if reaching for the dead body of a member of my family. Counted the rings, starting from the center. A few rings out, my fingers stopped in shock as the shouts from the soul of that once noble tree commanded me to listen to all that it has heard and seen. So the eyes of my soul read the braille of the lines and heard the soft, sensual, seminal voices whisper words of love from a warrior to his wife-to-be, promising that by the protection of the great mystery, to return from the hunt with enough food to feed their family. Then as my fingers jump back, burning from the pain of what it now reads from the memories of this tree, I see a young girl from their village, hiding protectively in the upper branches sheltered by leaves, tears falling, crying silently as she watches soulless white men chopping the pieces of the bodies of her family, placing the arms that once held her lovingly, the chest upon where she once laid her head, pieces of her tribe, her village, her family, in their canoes made from the bark of the neighboring birch trees to float downstream as a warning for other villagers to leave. Fingertips continue tracing the lines of age, suddenly filling with rage as it feels the memories of slumped bodies resting underneath, bodies riddled with foreign diseases, clenching the blankets given so freely, burning with fever, teeth chattering mercilessly, not realizing that they were the first victims of biological weapons. Counting more rings as I hear those enslaved sing the songs of the Underground Railroad, singing the hidden codes to help those who could, who would, who had the courage to steal back the freedom stolen from them. And I felt the soul of this tree shudder upon hearing the cries of African queens as their children are torn from their knees to be sold However, Master Caesar, my soul broken, down on my knees, listening to the stories of this ancient friend of mine, as I counted a few more lines, eyes blinded and tears fell, echoing the whimpers and cries of Daddy, Daddy, as the little girl with beautiful ebony skin, now ashen, shaken, hiding terrified behind this tree, as she watched the Sons of Liberty seize him, dose him in tar and light him, the echoes of his screams haunting both her and me forever in our dreams. Continued to count the rings of the tree, and one pierced my skin, gazed in horror, for within that drop of blood I saw the face of an innocent Chi-Town boy, shot, tortured, and lynched because some pale woman just wanted attention. I said, some pale woman just wanted attention. Then he looked her way, and on that day, that sweet, strange southern fruit hung from this oak tree. Branches weighed with shame at all she had seen done in God's name. Drying my tears, my quivering fingers continued to count the years, shaking as it hears the whispers of the story of that little white boy hiding while they strung up his friend, a part of him also dying as he vowed to never again remain silent. Yet as the silence of history on my soul weighs oppressively, again I hear the voice of my tree of liberty as she whispers to me of the tears of anger shed by young teenagers who return to their favorite tree to find their classmates in these times present had left them a present, a threat from the past filled with old memories of picnics and lynching parties. A noose hanging from the branch in the schoolyard where they ate their lunch last. So now I hold a piece of this tree whose roots have merged my soul with those of long ago, feeling the pain that has been seen in the name of this land of liberty.
All right, guys, that's our show for tonight. Hopefully we can get more people on the open mic next Saturday. Next Saturday our guest will be the group Medina, so I hope you guys tune in for that. Remember, the show starts at 11:30, and at 12 a.m. will be the part two of the show, and that will be our open mic. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and like I said, I hope you guys call in next week for the open mic. I know this is a new scenario, so everyone's trying to get used to it. So, again, I hope you guys call in next week, and I love you for listening, and thank you very much. Have a good night. Assalamu alaikum.